All right, you got your Bible. Let's go to Hebrews 11. We're still in our series here, Faith to Subdue Kingdom. Father, coming to you in Jesus' name, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that revelation will flow freely, unhindered, unchecked by any outside satanic force, and we bind the wicked one. And I release an anointing in this place. I yield my spirit, soul, and body to you. Think through my mind, see through my eyes, hear through my ears, and speak through my mouth, that your word be spoken in boldness and accuracy. We thank you for the greater one lives on inside of us, and I release angels in this place according to Psalms 103:20, excelling strength and hearken to the voice of the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, in verse 33, it said, who through faith subdued kingdoms, that bringeth things back up on the in order, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, wax valiant and fight and turn to flight that armies of the aliens. Can you put that up in Luke 11, I think 18, right? Yep. And Satan be also be divided against himself. How shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devil through Beelzebub. If I by Beelzebub cast out devil, by whom do your son cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devil, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. And one of the things we talked about on Tuesday about how all breakthrough come through the word. All breakthrough in your life come through the word only. And one of the things you have to be mindful, you can't let your guard down when you headed towards the breakthrough, all right? Because your breakthrough is connected to the word. Now, in Matthew 7, verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, hear the word and do it, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the winds, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Why is that? Because every storm come to test the roots in your life, to see will you move off the pivot of the word. Because we see in Mark 4, verse, let's go there real quick, Mark 4. Mark 4, verse 14, the sower soweth what? The word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come when? Immediately and take away the word that was sown in their heart. So the enemy coming to test the root system. Now, he do that by trying to steal the seed. He do it by trying to steal the seed. And we understand, according to Luke 8 and 11, the seed is the word of God. Amen. So anytime the word is being taught and imparted, it is imparted in you and I as a seed, as a seed. And so the enemy comes for that because your breakthrough is in the seed within itself. And so you had to come to a point where you are desperate for breakthrough. Until you are fed up of the devil, you'll be comfortable with him in your life. And controlling your life until you're fed up. Now, if you're not fed up with him, you'll tolerate him. You'll tolerate him stealing from you. You'll tolerate him lying to you. You'll tolerate him doing things, giving you half of your blessing, negotiating your full blessing from you. And you'll be saying, well, at least I got something. That's because you're tolerating him and you ain't fed up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Now watch this. All right? Because if he give you the hundredfold, why would you be happy with tenfold? Well, that being greedy. Well, if it's greedy, he won't give you the hundredfold then.
Amen.
Glory to God. Watch this. Okay? And so what happened? Because people get used to the They get used to living below what God say, that they tolerate it. If he said you are above, according to Deuteronomy 28, and not beneath, why will you be satisfied with beneath? Let's look at this, because in Deuteronomy 28, all of this have to do with image. In Deuteronomy 28, he said, give me a second. Verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligent to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandment, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set you above, high above all nations of the earth. Now, he's setting you high above. Why will you feel comfortable beneath? Now, this is a position of authority here. Because now we understand it coming to play where he has seated us with Christ in heavenly places. So this is a position of authority. So if I allow the enemy to come in to talk me out of that position and have nothing to do with God, it have everything to do with my image and how I see myself. Because in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so now I cannot see myself as a grasshopper and think I'm a walking authority as a lion. I'll say it again. I can't see myself as a grasshopper and think I'm a walking authority as a lion. Don't work that way. I got to see myself how God see me.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now watch this, because now when you begin to make that stand on the inside, because this is the same stand you have to make when a storm, the enemy try and bring a storm. In Mark 4, remember I showed you that the sower sowed what? The word. Now we know the enemy is coming after the word. He coming after the word, because the word, within the word is your breakthrough. And so you have to be hungry for breakthrough. You had to be desperate for that.
Amen.
All right? Now watch this, because now if you go to verse 35, Mark 4:35, Jesus just got through teaching the disciples about the sower soweth the word. He began to talk about the word, teaching them how the word is sown in their heart. Now they're about to go to the other side. Now, when the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. The other side is your advancement in life. The other side is you going to, in a direction in your life. You are increasing. You're going to a new promotion or a new business. It don't matter. You advancing. All right. Whatever you desire is on the other side.
Amen.
It's on the other side of faith. So you on the side, you on one side, but that is there's water on that side. So now you got to get to the other side to get where your desire is at.
Amen.
Now, you decide to get in the boat. You decide to get in the boat. Verse 37. Now they begin to go, but look at this. Then there was a great, and then there arose a what? Great storm. There arose a great storm. Now, all right, we get that word arose here. In the Greek, it means unexpected. Now, all of a sudden, they on the boat, you got Peter, James. Now, Peter and his brother, they are professional fishermen, so they know that the weather was clear. Right? They didn't have Cairo weather telling them. They didn't have a radar.
Amen.
These real fishermen, they can look at the sky and see what's rolling in and out. So they wouldn't have never got in the boat if the weather was bad, folks.
Amen.
So no, the weather was good. So all of a sudden, there was a storm. Unexpected storm. Now, we understand that particular storm in the Amplified is, say, of hurricane proportion. Remember about the storm came, the wind blew, the rain. Remember Matthew 7:24? This is what's going on. It's the enemy coming to get this word. And the waves kept beating into the boat, so it was already becoming full. So you're going to the other side, and all of a sudden a storm come, an obstacle come. All right? And the waves, let's just say the waves are thoughts. Thoughts. Negative thoughts. You know you're going to fail. You know you're going to lose out. You know, the negative thoughts. You know you're going to, all your money going to be, you know, bills coming. You know you got the thoughts. Thoughts until you're already becoming full of negative thoughts. Now watch this. Because the storm sometimes is not visible to everybody else. One thing about people, they know how to hide storms. Amen. At least they think they do. But their action deceives them. Now, all of a sudden, this storm arose. Unexpected. You ever decide to do something and you're in it, and all of, and as you are doing, all of a sudden this, something just happened, and like we used to say, threw a monkey wrench in your plan? Amen. You ever had that happen? Well, that's not by accident. That is the enemy. He coming to steal your breakthrough. He coming to keep you from advancing. He coming to keep you from going forward. All right? Then all of a sudden, it's people who are against you that you didn't even know. Like, I ain't do nothing. Don't take it personal. It ain't about you personally. It's the enemy. He coming to take your attention away from going to the other side to coming down to the level of the flesh. Wow. Remember in Nehemiah 6?
Yes, sir.
When Nehemiah 6:1, I believe. Watch this. I think that's. Now it came to pass when Samalot, Tobiah, and Geshem, and Arabia, and the rest of our enemies heard that I built the wall, that there was no breach left therein, though at the time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. Verse 2. Then that Samalot Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages. So the villages, we know that's the village is kind of like in the valley, something to that, in the plain of Ono. But he said they thought to do mischief. It was an enemy. It was an attack. Now, verse 3. And I sent messenger unto them saying, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come where?
Down.
So he was what? Up. So what the enemy trying to do? Steal your attention.
That's good.
From going to the other side to get into pettiness. To worrying about something, you worrying about that little bill. If you've just been singing God on a cattle on a thousand hills, so if he do that, why are you worrying about that? Glory to God. You know, when you're walking by faith, you got to love your way to the top. Watch this. He said, why should the work cease? So what is he saying? There is a distraction that the enemy will try and keep you from going to the other side. He said, why should the work cease? Another word for cease is what? Stop. Stop you from going to the other side. That storm, God did not send no storm to test you. Because the Holy Ghost teaches you. So why would he need to teach you something through a storm? No, the enemy trying to seek, get you to stop moving forward to get your attention on something that don't matter.
Amen.
That's why it said walk in the spirit. That's why praying in the Holy Ghost is the most powerful thing, because when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, it began to lift you to a realm
Amen.
That the natural man cannot understand.
Amen.
All right, now watch this. He said, why should I leave it and come down to you? Some people that is distracting you. I don't know, I'm about to say it. You're going to have to throw them off the boat. The boat of your life. I don't want nobody to say you're going to get some out on a boat and throw them over and say, Pastor told me to throw them over. No, I'm not talking about that physical boat. Okay? Relational boat is what I'm talking about. Because what happened is that as long as some people on that boat, you're going to try and please them. Whether it's family, a friend, or some spirit that you try, that trying to control you through a spirit of Jezebel. Amen. And what happens is it keep you living beneath the means of the kingdom.
Right.
Now, watch this, okay? Because I ain't finished with this. I'm not finished with it. Matthew 4:38, 39. Something to that degree, something like that. Watch this. All right. It's amazing how when you get a vision for your life, how all of a sudden flies want to come or folks want to come who ain't got no vision for their life.
Amen.
I ain't mean it's that fly. But you know. I don't want nobody to know. And he arose. Now watch this. He arose. Now this is Jesus. It's an unexpected. Remember Greek. The Greek for arose is unexpected. All right? Because it was a great storm, remember? That great there in the Greek is mega. It's a mega storm. All right? And so mega can mean enormous, huge, overwhelming. So this storm was designed by the forces of hell to stop them. You think everything you're going through is by mistake? No, it's by design from the devil. It's by design from the devil. Why? You headed, see, the closer you get to breaking through, the stronger the winds get sometimes. It seems like it. And they will stay as strong as long as you keep your mouth closed. Watch what Jesus did. He arose and rebuked the wind. See, as long as you quiet, the stronger the wind will get. And said to the sea, peace be still, and the wind ceased, and that was a great calm. We could say mega calm. If you look in Luke 5, verse 1, watch this. Because we see this with Peter. Because Peter had a mega problem. His business didn't take no money in.
Amen.
Came to pass that as the people pressed upon him and hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, verse 2, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them. They were washing their nets. I don't know why they didn't catch none. Verse 3, he entered to one of the ships with Simon, asked him, hey, can I thrust out a little from the land? You know, he sat down and talked to people out the ship. Verse 4, now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Verse 5, Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we toiled all night, have taken nothing. He had mega problems, man. Watch this, though. Okay? Because when Jesus, watch this, Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we toiled all night, have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at the what? Word. Now, what did Jesus do? He released the word. To change any problem in your life, to turn it around, you're going to have to release the word.
Amen.
Because your breakthrough is connected only to the word.
Amen.
It is not connected to you trying to do it out of your own wish. You know how you try to think of everything. How are we going to get past this? That's what happens when people are up under pressure. How are we going to do this? Instead of just going into the spirit, asking God, what is my next step? All right? Now, watch this. Jesus released the word. At that word, I'm going to let down the net. All right? Then Simon answered and said unto him, put up the next scripture for me. And when they had done this, they enclosed, a mega blessing.
Amen.
A mega blessing. I say it again. A mega blessing. It is connected to the word. Peter went in one day from a mega nothing to a mega blessing because the word was released. I said again, because the word was spoken. And that's why you have to get out of your own way sometimes. Quit trying to think up how you're going to do something and just go into the word and see what the word say about it. For every problem you have, the word has something to say about it. Relationship, go to the word. Money, go to the word. Problem in your career, go to the word. Problems in your bit, go to the word. For every problem you have, that's our answer in the word. Glory to God. To depend on anything else beside the word is self-effort. And not God ordained. And when you try and do it in self-effort, you run out of ideas because your understanding is limited. That's why he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And that's the thing about God. He don't go from A to Z. He don't go from A, B, C. He don't do it in sequential order sometimes. Sometimes he'll go from A, E, B, Z, come back. And remember them things you give your kid connecting the dots? And you going all out of it. He said, that don't look like nothing. But when you finish, you say, I see the picture now. Yeah. And that's how God do it sometimes with us. But we want to know every detail. And why did I got to go this way? Why I got to go that way? I look like I'm going backwards. Well, there's a reason why you're going backwards. You dropped something and you didn't see it the first time. Glory to God. You drop something. Instead of time, you ever lost something? And you the first thing you do, you retrace your steps. Because I had to leave it right there. And there are times as you're walking by faith, and you say, I'm walking by faith, but then it seems like you're going backwards. No, you ain't going backwards. God don't want you to leave no fragments to be remain. You may have dropped something back there, and he may lead you back there so the devil can't touch nothing. Glory to God. You say you want the 100-fold. What happened? A lot of times, as you're walking this thing out, you're probably getting 60-fold and the other 40-fold there, but you didn't see it. And then he's like, man, it seems like I'm going backwards. No, you dropped something. The Holy Spirit leading you to go back to get it. And this called trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that's why when walking by faith, you got to hear God for the next step and not your emotions. Because your emotions will always lead you to a place of comfort. You ever notice the emotion when it leads you, it's trying to lead you away from the fight. David ran to the fight. Because your victory is through the fight. He said, fight the good fight of what? Faith. Faith always bring you into a fight. So now I have to have what they call standing power. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have it done all to what?
Stand.
This is the key. What are you standing on? The word. There's one or two things you're going to stand on. You're going to stand on the word or good feelings. One thing about good feelings, they change. So when the enemy attack, it may not feel good there, so you're going to have to move. But the word is everlasting. So now I got to have the standing power. I have to stand until everything around me conform to the word. Amen. Now this is where most people get off the horse. Because when the storm comes, They run for cover. They don't want to face it head on and deal with this thing by faith. Okay? You have to make up in your mind, I'm going to stand, I'm going to pivot. Mark 7:24. What do that say? Watch this. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house where have no man could know it, but he could not be hid. That's their anointing. Verse 25. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek Syrophoenician by nation. She besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Verse 27. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs. Now, I don't know, folks. Jesus just called the woman a dog.
Yes, sir.
But this woman is not moved by her emotions.
Amen.
Because one thing she see, her daughter delivered. That's all she looking at.
Amen.
Because faith always look past the temporal. It reaches into the unseen. Now watch this. Let's see what her comeback is. Because some people pivot off that word and say, what did you just call me? And they don't care if it is Jesus. What, you just called me a what? Watch this. That's why I told you, you got to be hungry for breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
Because when you're hungry for breakthrough, you see past that. She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Watch this. And he said unto her, for this saying, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of your daughter. Just for her standing on the word. What more will you be when you make up in your mind to stand on the word? Glory to God. Folks, the word is so powerful, everything around you have to conform to it if you stand. Everything. Every problem, sickness have to conform to the word if you're standing on the word. Glory to God. Lack have to conform to the word, and it have to go into abundance. It have to. Glory to God. So now we see here that this, you have to deal with problems face on. You can't be afraid. You can't be in shame, and you can't let pride get in. Because pride is the number one killer of the blessing. So you can't be ashamed, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel. So you can't be ashamed, you can't be afraid, and you can't be prideful. Because pride is the number one killer of the blessing.
Yeah.
All right? Now watch this. So now, you have to get out of your own way. Because if you want things to change, they don't come through wishing. They don't come through hoping. All right? It only comes through the word. And you have to put the sword of the word, which is in your mouth. You're going to release the word.
Amen.
So now, if all change come through the word, now I have to submit myself to the word and not to the problem. You know, it's strange how sometimes if you don't watch it, you will conform yourself to that problem until you become comfortable with it. You have allowed yourself to become comfortable with the problem to you wrap up in it to the point where it ain't hurting no more. I'm just living with it.
Wow.
Right? Now watch this. I'm not messing with this. So now, okay. Man, I got some other stuff here. So now in Ephesians 6:13, watch this. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Put that in TPT. Let's look at this. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides so you're protected as you confront the slander. Look at this. For you are destined for all things and will rise victoriously. So now you got to confront the slander. Slander who? The enemy. So he didn't say run away from it. You got to confront it. Now, this is moving to a place where you got to move from being non-confrontational with the devil and the problems that he brings to you. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to be confrontational now. Amen. For you ain't wrestling against flesh and blood. But now you may have to change up how you pray. Uh-huh. Now you're going to have to spend a little more time in getting a strategy out the word. Uh-huh. Now you're going to have to do a little bit things different. It ain't the person that doing it to you because you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. It's the enemy. Amen. It's that enemy that bringing that storm because he's trying to keep you from going on the other side. Right. The other side. What we call the other side? Your desires. Your desires in life. He don't want you to move ahead. You want to keep you right where you at. Now, it takes power to stand. If you go to 1 Corinthians 14. So when a storm comes, you may cry, but you got to get past that. Because you're a soldier now in the Lord army. Amen. Now, you may cry. Get your crying out. Because they wept when they took David's family until they couldn't weep no more. And then he said, should I overtake them? God said, without fail, you shall recover all. Whatever the enemy took, without fail, you shall recover all. Amen. I'm prophesying to somebody. Without fail, whatever the enemy stole, you shall recover all. It is not lost. It is not lost. Whatever you thought you lost, it is not lost. You will recover all of it. Watch this. Well, I tell you to go right there. Because of this, you must, 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speak in an unknown tongue, speak not unto men, but unto who? God. All right. Now, this is the stirring up of the Holy Spirit. When a person prays in an unknown tongue, they are no longer speaking on the realm of the seen. Man here is human. So we understand in 2 Corinthians 4:18 why we look not at the things which are seen. This is the temporal realm, but the things which is not seen. For the things which are seen is temporal. For the things which is not seen or unseen is eternal. So now when I begin to pray in the unknown tongue, I am no longer speaking in the realm of the temporal. Amen. I have went up to the level of the spirit. Yes. Amen. No man understand that. Because in the spirit, I'm speaking mysteries. Now, what I'm doing, I'm speaking my way to the other side. Lord Jesus. I'm speaking my way to the other side. So it's just like a minefield. A minefield. The mine is underground. You don't know if you're gonna, whether you step on. It might be a pressure plate or whatever, but it's like a minefield. But when I'm speaking in the unknown tongue, the Holy Spirit, he is guiding me through the minefield. Go to the left. Now, I don't see the mine is on the right. And the Holy Spirit said, turn around. Wait, I'm going backwards, though. Some of y'all complain. Why I'm going backwards? You want to know why you're going backwards? Man, just walk by faith. Then he said, take two steps. Oh, why I'm going back further? Now sidestep one time. The Holy Spirit is guiding you. Yeah. And he sometimes guides you into places that's not familiar with your flesh. And when it's not familiar with the flesh, you're going to have to go with the Spirit. Because in the Spirit, you're speaking mysteries. And what happened? The Spirit is downloading the blueprint. Glory to God. That's the clearest I can get it. And the blueprint, look, in God's eyes, the blueprint already been built for your life. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you. All right. So what happened? I have the blueprint already. So now, in order for me to access these blueprints in my life and where the destiny that God has for me in my life, 1 Corinthians 14:2 is one of the most powerful ways to download it into the earth realm inside of me. Now, it makes no sense sometimes how God is guiding me. I never knew that he would guide me where I'm located and why. I am from Alabama. What I'm doing in Washington State, man? I don't understand this. It makes no sense to me. And so as you mature in God, you begin to see, oh, all of that for this. All of that is for this. Now you begin to walk completely, begin to walk in your purpose, because now you see from then, like, okay, everything God done for you, he was guiding you, but he also was hiding you. Lord Jesus. You don't know why, but that's what he was doing. And that's why you can't be self-guided. You have to be Holy Ghost led. Now watch this. So now I'm speaking in an unknown tongue and no man understand it. Why? Because I'm no longer in this realm. I have went up to the realm of the eternal. Because how be it in the spirit, he speak mysteries. Now, if you go to verse 14, you're going to see something here. Glory to God. All right. Now, as clear as I can get this is I'm connecting to, I'm seeing a connection, a power connection. That's as clear as I can get this. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit pray, but my understanding is unfruitful. Why? I'm no longer in this realm. I instantly connect to the realm of the spirit when I pray in the unknown tongue. Instantly. That's why your spirit knows things that your mind don't. Amen. If the worst thing Adam did was allow his mind to lead him. Amen. Because his mind led him completely out of the garden. Wow. It led him to death. That's why I said there's a way that seems right to a man. And I tell people a lot of times, you better check with the Spirit of God. Because it may seem right, but that may not be God. That may be a trap. Amen. Because what happens, your mind, if your mind is not fully renewed to the Word, it will convince you to get outside the will of God. So you'll try and hear stuff that you want to hear to make it seem like and convince you that's God, but that ain't God. That's you. Because the flesh always want it easy. It always want to be on easy street. It don't want to confront nothing. Because sometimes the flesh can be full of pride. You know you're wrong, but you don't want nobody to have leverage on you. That's why you won't admit you're wrong. You know, kind of like in marriages sometimes. When the husband sometimes, we know how we get. We know we wrong, but we ain't going to admit it because we don't want that wife to have leverage. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Father. Help us. I ain't going to tell her. No, mm-mm. No, she, mm-mm. I'm just going to have to sit this one out. She may have too much leverage. Nope. You know how, man, you know how we get. Now watch this. You might as well just bite down and say, well, oh me. Watch this. But my understanding is unfruitful. What happened? My spirit take me exactly around the landmines to get me to the other side. To get me to the other side. See, each side you go, you move to a new level of dominion. Each side you go, you move to a new level of dominion. Now just think about what I'm saying here. For every victory you have in life, you move to another level of dominion. For every victory. That's why when you go from victory to victory, from faith to faith, you don't stop releasing your faith. Because you'll take your guard down and Satan will put another storm up all of a sudden. So you get to the other side. Now, when where are we at? Mark 4:39. Let's go and keep going here. Peace be still, the wind ceased, there was a great calm. So the first thing we see, he rebuked the wind. So nothing happened until you speak. You got to take the sword of the Spirit and release it. You put Satan on the sword, on the end of that sword.
Amen.
All right? If he try and lie to you and say, you know, you are losing this, you said, nope, I'm ahead, I'm above and not beneath. Nope. God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory and not according to what I got in a bank. You have to put him on the edge of the sword. Sometimes we get too silent with the devil.
Amen.
Don't let thoughts just swim in your head, folks. You let them thoughts swimming in your head, it is building something. It is building a wall, which is a stronghold around certain areas that the enemy is trying to keep you held captive to.
Amen.
That's what happened with the children of Israel. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. Them thoughts began to build in them. And they never dealt with them. Now watch this. We go to verse 40. He said unto them, why are you so fearful? So now we see what have their mouth. Fear. Power, life and death is in what? The tongues. All right. At Proverbs 18:20-21. So now, Jesus knew. Now he said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? No faith. What happened? Fear will dilute your faith. It'll contaminate it. Now watch this. Go to the next one. They feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? He not a natural man. He not walking as a natural man.
Amen.
He walking as a spiritual man. Now, I want you to see something. Because now in verse, go to the next, I think it's Mark 5:1. I want you to see something. Because a lot of time when you get to the other side, it may not look the way you expect in the natural. Because Jesus is taking territory here. And so this is when you got to have the picture of the end from the beginning. So you know your purpose of going to the other side, you know, whether your family say we're going to do this or whether we're going to do that, you know, whatever desire your family have. You know the purpose of your other side. You know what you went going to the other side to get. You know that. But when you get there, sometimes it don't look like what you expect. So that's when you had to keep the end in mind. Because if you go there and it don't look like what you expect, you'll give it back up. Just think about it. All right? Just think about it. You see a company come in, and you say, now, why would they buy that? Why the company, well, I won't put nothing there. But 6 months later, you're like, whoa, where did that come from? Well, they had the end in mind. That's why it's so powerful to be to walk in dominion, because you have the ownership mentality. And when you have the ownership mentality, you already have the blueprints that nobody else saw.
Amen.
The blueprints is the end from the beginning.
Amen.
Now, just think about this now, okay? You ever seen them? You in a you went to a particular place, and they, let's say, it was an old Safeway, and it just run down. And then next thing you see, they put a fence around it, and you're like, I don't know who bought that. Then 6 months later, it's a Target. Whoa. And you going up in there. When did it become a Target, though? It didn't become a Target when they built it. It became a Target when they got the title deed.
Because
they had it on the blueprint. You just saw the end of it. They saw the end. And so they put the sign up, coming soon, Target. And you're like, ooh, boy, Target coming soon. It's near the house. And only thing you see is they done took the roof off. And you said, only in your mind, Target coming soon. Target coming. You don't care about the demolition?
Nope.
Target coming. You don't care about how it look? Target coming. You don't care if they got divert traffic? Don't matter. I'm patient. Target. You don't care what they're doing on the inside. I just know. Target coming. You don't care if the building is gray, green. You don't care because you know Target coming. You don't care if it raining through. Ain't no roof. It raining through. It don't matter. Because guess what? Target coming. I'm going to say this to you. In Jeremiah 1, I'm going to say this and I got to roll. Jeremiah 1, I start at verse 3. Go to the next verse for me, please. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 5, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you was a target. Can I say this? Before I formed you, I knew you was a success. Before you came forth out, before it came out of the blueprint, I already say you was a target. Can I tell you something? In Jeremiah 18, man, I'm trying to pull it together for you now. He said, I already ordained you a prophet. Wait, a prophet before the nation, before I even came out? Yeah. Jeremiah 18, verse 1, put it up. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, watch this. Arise, go down to the potter's house that I will cause thee to hear my words. So it raining through the roof, but you don't care because what? Target coming. You hear that loud noise in there where they are tearing up the floors, but you don't care, do you?
No.
Because Target coming, right? Okay. Watch this. And I wrote a work on the wheels. Verse 4. He wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. So, remember the demolition in Target?
Yes, sir.
In the building? But you really don't care because you're looking at the end. You may be going through something. There may be some demolition on the inside that God is looking. He dealing with in you. He may be pulling stuff out and putting stuff in. And it don't seem good sometimes. But when you have the end in mind, it don't matter because Target is. Can I say that? It don't matter because success is going to manifest.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Through all the tears, through all the crying,
amen,
through all the problems, through all the issues, you have to keep the end in mind because guess what?
Success
is coming. It's going to manifest itself through you. Stand to your feet. I got to get out of here, guys. Ah! Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. So to transform those buildings, there must be a complete gutted out. Got to gut it completely out. When they build this new church that we got on the thing, they're going to have to gut a lot of stuff. I got the plans in the office. And God may have to do a complete demolition sometimes. And it seems that way. There are times you may want to say something because somebody is the enemy using them to say something to you. But you got to say, you know what? Success is coming. I can't say it. Somebody almost said, Target is coming. So, no, success is coming. Success is coming. Success is coming forth. God knows he had the blueprint. He had the blueprint. Sometimes you have to sit still to let him work it out of you. Sometimes you have to just sit still, because sometimes we try and force. You know, if they force themselves, that's why they have project managers on jobs, right? On these construction jobs, because they have timelines they have to meet. But you try and force the builders to build it too quick, you're going to find issues. You're going to find issues. You may not see it now because it seems like this, but you're going to find issues when the storm comes. Because certain beams had to be able to handle a certain amount of weight. And you sit up there and say, well, I can't wait on that beam. I got to do a shortcut, get one that can hold lesser weight. And when the storm comes, some things will collapse. So that's why you had to allow the fruit of patience to kick in, because God take what he whatever time God take to build it, submit to that. Quit trying to rush the job. Because he's going to build it as it seems to the potter, not as it seems to how you feel. And sometimes it don't feel good. I'm going to be honest with you. But you have to sit there and let him build it. Who said it's going to be easy? Who said? You had to come to a place where you do a Matthew 8 and 9. Can you put that in TPT? Oh, man, I got to hurry. I got to go, man. Y'all got me out here. Let's get out of here, man. Matthew 8 and 9. TPT. Just when the centurion said this. Okay. Hallelujah. I might have to send an angel help. Matthew 8 and 9. Don't let the devil steal that from y'all. You be forceful with that dog, criminal. For I'm a man. Do we have Matthew 8 and 9 in the TPT? Put it in 8. Put 8 up. Jesus responded, I will go with you and heal him. Give me the next scripture. But a Roman officer interjected and said, Lord, who am I to have you come into my house? I understand your authority, for I too am a man who walk under authority and have authority over soldiers who serve under me. I can tell one to go, he'll go, but I want you to see something. And another one come, and he'll come. I order my servant that they'll do whatever I ask, so I know that all you need to do is stand here and command. That's what God told me. You need to learn to stand and command. That's what you need to learn. You see problems come, stand and command. Don't run and tell my, you ever seen somebody running trying to command troops? Never seen that. You see somebody running and they ain't commanding troops, this is about save yourself. Father, we thank you for the word. I want to do this real quick. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, look, the Bible says man must be born again, human that is. And that which is flesh is flesh, that which is spirit is spirit. If that's you, I want you to take a step of faith. If that's anybody. Don't play like you have something you don't have, and you ain't deceiving nobody but yourself. So, anyone? Okay. Father, we thank you for the word. We speak the blessing over your people. We thank you for them. And we speak the commanded blessing over their life, that they have the power to stand and command in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Why don't you go and tell somebody Jesus loves you, and so do I.